Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and pop.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, a special mini boner ep coming to you from my home in Los Angeles on Saturday, December 1st. Happy birthday, Sarah Silverman! Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did a Benson movie interruption of Prometheus at CineFamily in the Fairfax District of L.A., and I'll play the opening audio from that show at the end of this episode. There are only two regular free episodes of Doug Loves Movies at UCB L.A. left this year at 7:30 on December 4 and December 11. Get there early, and you might get to stand in line with Jordan and his baseball. December 18th is the 12 Guests of Christmas show, the third annual, and that's at 8 o'clock, but don't bother trying to get tickets. It's sold out in less than an hour. But you'll be able to hear it for free on or around December 21st. Austin, Texas, there's still a few seats available for my movie interruption show this Thursday, December 6th at 7 o'clock. The Doug Loves Movies taping on Friday, December 7th at 4:20, and the Mystery Mox with Master Pancake that I'll be sitting in on at 7:30 and 10:30, also on Friday, December 7th. All at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz, one of my favoritest movie theaters in the world. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. According to Jean-Luc Gadouche on Twitter, Killing Them Softly has a scene where Ray Liotta pukes and it looks like someone's spilling a leather bag full of pea soup. Yum. Thanks, Jean-Luc. And according to at Ian Manka, M-A-N-K-A, Life of Pi has a seasick hyena in it. This has been Not For Emetophobes. December 15th, I'll be doing stand-up with Graham Elwood at the Miami Improv at 4:20. And on December 17th, I'll be doing it again at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. That show will be in the evening, not at 4:20. All my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com. And don't forget that if you buy a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt there and then tweet a picture of yourself in it or holding it or however you want to do it, I will retweet it if you send it to me. And as always, in space, no one can hear you, shithead. Thank you, Hadrian. CineFamily. Patriarch. Is that the right title?
I gotta put my cocktail down. This is the one, you guys. This is the one that's pushing the limits because I don't usually do a movie interruption at midnight because I know that by midnight I'm not really ready to watch a feature film, especially one that's 2 hours and 19 minutes long. Where you guys are going to be expecting some sort of jokes during the end credits. So this might be the one. I nodded off a couple of times when I showed Con Air in Portland. I was like doing that thing where you're like, I'm trying so hard to watch this movie, and I keep... And this might be the one where I legitimately fall asleep for a while. But there's amazing co-interrupters this evening, guest interrupters, who are going to pick up the slack. I've already warned them, like, just if I fall asleep, just cover for me. Just keep going with the hilarious comments about the surface of the whatever planet they're supposed to be on. Because there's not a lot, that's the thing that'll be interesting, is there's not a lot of visual, there's not a lot of things you can point to and make a joke about. Other than the actual story and the actors that are trying to act out what I feel is a ludicrous story, but we'll speak to each of the guests as soon as I bring them out here and see how where they stand about the movie before seeing it. And let's bring them out here right now. Please give a big warm welcome to my friends Matt Weinhold, Paul F. Tompkins, and Zach Galifianakis.
There you go. Sit right there. Sit down there. There
ladies and gentlemen. And just sit right down. You just sit the hell down. What's the matter, Zach?
Paul's looking at me like, why didn't I sit next to him? But you told him to sit here, right?
Yeah, yeah. And our friend Flanagan will sit next to you. And
should I sit farther away?
I don't know. That's perfect. I'm going to sit there. Paul?
That's right. Oh, somebody said it.
Maybe we can have a quick auction. Who wants to sit with Paul F. Tompkins?
Quick.
On the couch. Well, Zach, move over. Just move right over there. There you go.
We're regular Milo-nos.
I hope you both go over the falls in a basket. I'll sit right there, and our friend Flanagan will sit down there, so we might have a little room on that front couch there if there's a loner that needs to move up. You can move up here, young lady. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, please. Any loner is welcome.
Sit right there. That's perfect, yeah. Flanagan's going to love sitting next to you. I don't know what happened to Flanagan. Oh, there he is. Hey! Rudy! He looks like Sean Astin. Okay, so... So now there can only be so much ado tonight because this movie is too much ado. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes long. So let's just test the mics.
We're not going to watch the whole thing, are we?
No. We might cut out an hour and 90 minutes of it. Thank God. Yeah, so we're watching none of it. By my math. Matt Weinhold is here, everybody. He is not a fan.
No.
Did not enjoy it. Saw it, did not care for it.
Yeah, when I first saw some space, I was like, oh, this is encouraging. And then it just tanked from there. Yeah.
The only thing they got right was space.
Yeah, this is some good space. Quality space.
Shit could happen in this space.
And then, oh shit, people.
People, robot people. And Paul Tompkins is here, and he... he sits very oddly when he watches the motion picture.
I hope this isn't going to freak anybody out.
He sits in the front row and stares at the audience.
I see the movie through your eyes.
Very unsettling. That would be the worst thing that ever happened to me if somebody really just watched me the whole... Paul?
There's worse things, though. Soon you'll all see.
Okay, so your microphone's working, and
I ain't never seen this movie.
Oh yeah, you've never seen it. Yeah, good luck.
See you on the other side, guys.
Zach Galifianakis,
Hi, everybody.
Great effort!
He barely looked over this couch.
Oh god, it's like when your brother goes kisses your great aunt. You're like, oh shit, now I gotta kiss her.
That is exactly what this is like. You've never seen Prometheus?
I saw half of it.
Oh, that's right. You had somewhere you had to go, but you liked the...
To another movie? Oh, he's anti-medias.
This is more like amateur medias. So the first half you didn't think was terrible.
I kind of liked it though. Okay. The way it looks.
Yeah. All right. Somebody's already trying to get out.
How did you enjoy this?
space.
I thought the space was believable. What about believable space?
That's the consensus.
Yeah. You'll see.
The results are in. Yeah. Convincing space.
Yeah. It looks like space, everybody. The rest is up to you to decide.
It was so black with all the twinkles.
it's a long ass movie, so let's get it started.
Be running now, like just a...
Really, we should have saved some time and just had the first few minutes running while we get through this business.
In the interest of time, I've already agreed to this.
December 20th, Love Actually is the next. Great Space Melon. Yeah.
So everybody, please do try. Do try to enjoy Prometheus.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today, and I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Marc Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out, the Mental Illness Happy Hour.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian and sex symbol Tig Notaro.
And I'm actor and writer Cheryl Hines.
Before Cheryl and I got into the big business of podcasting together, we were just simply friends.
And we're still friends. But now we talk about a different documentary every week on our podcast, Tig and Cheryl, True Story. So whether you love documentaries or just want to hear us slowly lose our minds, check out Tig and Cheryl, True Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cool.